Today, very special opportunity to learn more about one of the beloved musicians of the 1960s and early 70s, Mama Cass. By the way, that was not her real name. Her real name was Ellen Naomi Cohen. Her daughter, Owen Elliott Kugel, is our guest today. She's written a biography of her mom and an autobiography, her life without her mom. It's called My Mama Cass, a memoir. And it's available now from Hatchet Books. A lovely, lovely story. So many surprises, so many sweet things, and so many tough things. And it makes for a very compelling read. So we're very glad to welcome Owen Elliott Kugel today to tell us more about her mama, Mama Cass.
Hello. Good morning.
Good to talk to you. I enjoyed your book so much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I'm impressed. Thank you.
So I'm going to do a little talking when I produce this, but I'll just jump into stuff right now, okay?
Sure.
So your book is really two biographies in one, your mom's life and your life with hers and after her. And there's an awful lot of things that you guys had in common in your young life, and that is that you had both had significant losses. Yours, of course, was your mom's.
Right. Yeah, well, my mom also lost a parent, but that was when she was, you know, she had already left home by that point in her life, so she was kind of a developed grown-up by that person. But, yeah, you know, that was definitely a similarity, for sure.
There were two weird rumors that went around when your mom... was still singing and one after she passed. And I'd always kind of wondered about one of them. One of them seemed particularly mean in light of the fact that your mom had a struggle with her weight her whole life. And do you want to address that? Because there is a reasonable explanation for both the knock on the head, got extra notes added to her abilities and the manner in which she died.
Yeah, two kind of large fables, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's go chronologically. First, we can address the question of whether or not getting knocked on the head will increase your vocal range. I'm not sure that actually is true in terms of if that actually works, but it was that kind of moment, I think, that... I mean, John Phillips ended up deciding he wanted her in the group.
And when John Phillips wanted, John Phillips got. He called the shots for the moment.
In the long run. So I guess it all worked out. But, yeah, that was one rumor. And then the other one, of course, was the unfortunate rumor about the ham sandwich that was discovered in her bedroom with nary a bite taken from it.
Right.
So,
and is that because there were so many... rock stars and singers and instrumentalists who were dying of drug overdoses at the time that your mom's manager decided it was a kinder thing to think that she just died choking than died with a needle in her arm or something? I mean, was that the rationale?
Well, I think for the most part, yes. I think that because so many of her contemporaries had passed under questionable circumstances,
right,
that... my mom's manager just didn't want her to have to go through those same, you know, rigmarole. And
right.
He wanted to make sure that people wouldn't, you know, jump to conclusions. So he made up this story about the ham sandwich, you know, simply, I think, to buy himself more time until we figured out what had actually happened.
Right.
He didn't know what had happened.
Well, I hated to ask, but I knew that people wondered. And so one of the things that I loved reading about was all the groups that your mom sang in, one of which eventually became the Mamas and the Papas, but there were ones with very interesting names, the Big Three and Denny Doherty and the Halifax Three and all of that. People, I'm sure, want to know, where did the title of the most famous group that she sang with, the Mamas and the Papas, what was the origin of that title? And it goes back to your mom again.
Well, it actually goes, it does and it doesn't. I mean, they got that, they had just come to Los Angeles. They'd just, you know, come from New York and come to L.A., and they had been trying to figure out what to call their group. And they were watching television, and they were like turning the channels around, and they landed on a talk show with Les Crane, the host. And on the talk show, Les Crane had some Hell's Angels, and he was interviewing them. And at the moment that they turned the channel and landed on the show, the gentleman from the Hell's Angels, that's like a contradiction in terms. The guy from the Hell's Angels said, you know, well, we don't call our women, you know, we call our women mamas, and they take care of everything, or something to that degree. I can't remember the exact quote. But my mom went, it is 6:35 in the morning, I'm barely awake. But my mom went, hey, you know, I want to be a mama. And Michelle said, I want to be a mama too. And then Denny or John said, well, if you're the mamas and we're the papas, and there you have it.
And history was born. I loved the stories of how your mom was constantly getting friends of hers who were musicians together with other friends and them forming groups. John Sebastian and the Love and Spoonful and of course Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. What a wonderful, joyful life that she made herself have. And made for herself, even with all the difficulties and everything else. And that just really inspired me to hear her saying, hey, you guys would really work out together. Why don't you come hang out at my house and jam and see how it works out?
Yeah, no, I love that about her personality. And I love that she was unselfish. You know, I think that would be harder today. I think people are much more, you know, what can you do for me kind of attitudes. And that was definitely not what my mom was into. You know, she loved her friends, and she just had this ability to know who was going to sound good together. Like, that's a talent. She could have been a major talent manager, but she would have not been a singer. So.
Yeah. Well, now you kind of inherited some of that circle as you grew up, and we could talk a long time about your early childhood and all of the things that happened to you, and that is worth reading the book about too. It's not, like I said, it's not just your mom's story, although it certainly is, but it's also your story, what it's like to grow up without her, and all the interesting situations that you found yourself in, and all the wonderful people that you met along the way. It's really, really enjoyable book. Were there any surprises as you were going back through and putting all these memories together, and I know our time is short, but were there any surprises that were pleasant for you?
Oh, gosh, you led me down the wrong road. Yeah, there is. I think the thing that I discovered that I really was, made me really happy was that she really did take me with her on most of her trips when she would leave town. And there was one point when I was writing this book where I was reading an article in the Honolulu Advertiser. She had gone to Honolulu to do some shows. And I, up until reading that article, I didn't know that I had gone with her on that trip. But during the interview with the reporter, they apparently went out onto the balcony, and she pointed me out to the reporter, and I was there. I was down on the beach. So, I mean, that was the biggest lovely surprise, is that she really did take me with her as much as she possibly could. And I loved learning that.
Yeah. Owen, but thanks so much for making time to talk to me, and thanks for the wonderful book.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Our thanks again to Owen Elliott Kugel, the author of My Mama, Cass, a memoir from Hatchet Books. It's her account of her mom's story, their story together, which was altogether too brief, and the story of her life since her mom's passing, and the adventures that she's had, and the family she had that supported her all the way. For The Morning Show, I'm Doc Kirby.